This is the Midday Market Podcast for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Justin McKinney of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Justin, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Not a lot today. We got corn up about 2 cents right now, beans down about a penny following the export inspections this morning. Corn exports were very good. They topped the expectations. Soybean exports, about as expected. Wheat were just a little bit above what was everybody was thinking. So sitting pretty decent on that this morning.
So for the corn exports, are we talking just Mexico? Are there other countries that are also making purchases that we need to know about, Justin?
Well, for the big part, Mexico has been the saving grace all year on that. Looking forward, we're going to need to see some other buyers step up and move into the market. I wonder how much grain Mexico has left to fill in. So hopefully as we round into the summer here, we see some more countries step up and buy more bushels.
And something we haven't been talking a lot about recently because we've been so focused on the livestock with all of the news regarding avian influenza. But right now, where is South America in terms of its timeline and what they're looking at for, I guess, the immediate future here with the grains?
Well, Argentina just getting underway on the harvest. I believe they're only about 2-3% harvested. So moving into that, we're going to see what their crop is. They have had some recently coming to light, some news about some blights and things like that that may take some top end off of their corn. Brazil getting planted, believe we're over 94-96% in the last report planted on the safrinha corn crop. So just getting off to a decent start here. We'll see what the weather patterns look like as we move from mid-April into May, that critical time frame down there, to see what total production is going to be.
And as you mentioned, Justin, not a ton of news right now regarding the grains, but we are getting ready for a WASDE report at the tail end of this week. So do you think it could kind of stay that way, a kind of a quiet pattern leading into that with, I guess, everyone trying to get their position squared away ahead of the report?
It sure feels like that. Looking at the charts here, we're pretty range bound for the most part on the corn and the beans. I think that news, the bird flu in the cattle that spooked the funds last week, it overhangs the corn and bean market, maybe not so directly correlated, but how much they're looking to add risk ahead of a report. It seems like they're willing to lay back and maybe buy the market, but it's going to have to be after the fact.
And you mentioned it there, but let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace and the livestock complex. It does seem like we've at least gotten past that initial shock and those headlines reactions to the avian influenza situation, as we kind of knew that it wasn't necessarily as big of a deal as maybe it was being portrayed. You have to remember as well what the perception of the consumer is going to be. So where do we kind of stand right now going forward into the ag marketplace this week as far as the protein is concerned?
Well, here we go. We got first off futures quite a bit higher here this morning right off the bat. So I'm a little optimistic on the cattle side of the meats, up about 72 at this current time. But we're also seeing those June hogs off of the highs. We have significant highs that we put in last week on those June hogs that we haven't seen in quite a while. So I'm sure there was some spreading action going on there as the bird flu got announced last week. And as we move forward, how much more premium are they going to be willing to put into that hog market that's at multi-year highs? The midday cutout just did come out, as you called in here, up $4 on the choice, $6 on the select. Choice select spread really narrow considering everything, but that's a good sign if you ask me.
Justin McKinney of Comstock, our guest here today. Justin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You bet. You can give me a shout here at 320-589-4345 or our main number at 712-227-1110.
Justin, thank you for the time. Appreciate it and have a great week.
You too.
That was Justin McKinney with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. May corn up 2 even at 436 and a quarter. May soybeans unchanged at 1185 even. May soybean meal up $3.80 at $336.90. May soybean oil down $1.09 at $47.80. Chicago wheat up 2 3/4 at $5.70 even. Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 at $6.50 and a half. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3 1/4 at $5.85 and a half. And May oats down ½ cent at $3.30 3/4. On the Merc, April live cattle up 85 cents at $179.10. April feeder cattle up $1.17 at $238.87. May lean hogs down 5 cents at $97.50. May pork cutout up $2.35 at $104.10. And Class 3 milk up 8 cents at $15.65. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.